San Diego immigrant facility closed amid unprecedented decrease in illegal crossings. Border Patrol. A temporary facility set up to process illegal immigrants has been shut down in San Diego following a considerable drop in illegal entries. Due to the unprecedented decrease in illegal crossings this year, the massive 1,000-person San Diego Sector soft-sided facility has been dismantled, said San Diego Sector's acting Chief Patrol Agent Jeffrey Stalnakarin in a May 25th post on X. Soft-sided facilities are temporary, tent-like structures with heating, lighting, and ventilation. Customs and Border Protection uses these facilities when faced with a spike in illegal immigration into the United States. According to CBP data, there were 1,317 encounters of illegal immigrants in the San Diego sector in April, down over 96% compared with 37,371 a year back under the Biden administration. In the first 4 months of the year, 10,554 border encounters have been reported in the sector, down from 127,426 encounters during the same period in 2024. In a March 14th post on X, CBP had said it was closing several temporary processing facilities along the southwest border after illegal border crossings plummeted. Each facility shut down saves $5 to $30 million per month. More resources for border security, less taxpayer money spent, it said. Pete Flores, acting CBP commissioner, said the agency no longer needed many of the soft-sided facilities as illegal immigrants were being removed quickly. Manpower and other resources dedicated to temporary processing facilities will be redirected toward other priorities and will speed CBP's progress in gaining operational control over the southwest border, he said. In February, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said that the Trump administration would show no lenience to those who entered the United States illegally. President Trump has a clear message. If you are here illegally, we will find you and deport you. You will never return. But if you leave now, you may have an opportunity to return and enjoy our freedom and live the American dream, she said. If you are a criminal alien considering entering America illegally, don't even think about it. If you come here and break our laws, we will hunt you down. Criminals are not welcome in the United States. Operational control becoming a reality. Under the Trump administration's stringent policies and actions against illegal immigration, the number of foreign nationals entering the country illegally has declined. For the first time in years, more agents are back in the field, patrolling territories that CBP didn't have the bandwidth or manpower to oversee just 6 months ago, said Flores, according to a May 12th statement from the agency. But thanks to this administration's dramatic shift in security posture at our border, we are now seeing operational control becoming a reality, and it's only just beginning. According to the CBP, only 5 illegal immigrants were temporarily allowed entry into the United States last month for U.S. special interest court cases. This is a staggering drop from the roughly 68,000 released along the southwest border during the same month last year, the agency said. The administration has also met with some legal hurdles. On May 7th, a federal judge blocked the government from deporting illegal immigrants to Libya or any other nation of which they are not citizens unless they are given notice on the matter and an opportunity to claim protection under American law. The administration appealed the ruling, seeking to lift the judge's order. However, on May 16th, the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston rejected the appeal. Meanwhile, the administration is pushing ahead with stronger measures to tackle illegal immigration. On May 9th, Trump announced the launch of Project Homecoming, aimed at accelerating the removal of illegal immigrants from the United States through a combination of enhanced enforcement and government-assisted voluntary departures. The Department of Homeland Security has been directed to deputize or hire at least 20,000 additional officers. In addition, the initiative offers an exit bonus for illegal immigrants in the United States. Those who initiate their removal using the CBP Home App stand to receive $1,000 from the government as well as travel assistance. Trump said the program restores America's sovereignty and preserves taxpayer resources. This deportation bonus will save American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars, he said. Eventually, when the illegals are gone, it will save us trillions. Tom Ozimek contributed to this report.